Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent. To listen to past episodes of Indie Audio, go to independent.org. That's independent.org.
The Trump Depression Hotline for November of 2018. Hello, everybody. This is Reverend Billy, taking some time off from our holiday run of Sundays at Joe's Pub. We have two letters that came into us for the advice of the Reverend. One from Maria in Morningside Heights, and the other from Corey, without a neighborhood specified, just Brooklyn, amen. Well, Brooklyn is an enormous
neighborhood.
Enormous. Brooklyn is actually larger than some continents. Did you know that? Amen. I'm sitting here with Elia, our producer, and John Tarleton is lurking around in the shadows. John, the ever-present editor. Praise be, John. Saint John and Saint Elia both were sainted at the last fabulous worship of the Church of Stop Shopping at Joe's Pub. All right, here's the letter from Maria of Morningside Heights. Dear Reverend, I have felt nervous speaking before groups of people ever since my school days. I can still hear my classmates laughing at me when I would begin stuttering and lost track of what I was reading. And these days, there's a lot to say, but I'm unsure I can do it. Do you ever get nervous when you are on stage? You seem to relish being the center of attention. That last comment's almost critical of my preaching, isn't it? Maria, the center of attention no longer really exists. People who want to walk into that spotlight, they disappear. Colin Kaepernick is the one person I can think of who's really at the center of attention, and he doesn't even want the attention. He just wants justice. Well, Colin is a QB surrounded by TV cameras. You can say that he has a special situation. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was tending bar just a few months ago. She must be an inspiration to you, Maria, yes? She looked around for her neighborhood and began to celebrate her change-alleluia. That's it. If you want justice, then do your personal radical thing in the old cultural edifices of the corporations, art forms, religions. They will lean threateningly in at you. But those edifices have been eaten from the inside by the psychosis of capitalism. They have left us with zombie police, pixel pollution, and millions of people who are criticized, millions of people who are eroticized by hatred. The people who have what's left of the spotlight, let's call them property owners, they are border fetishists. Their laws are devices that harvest crimes among the just. They are afraid that beyond the edge of their spotlight is the darkness of the hordes of, capital O, others, who, in actuality, are billions of moving souls full of life and light. Maria, you don't need voice lessons. Don't wait to be pre-affirmed before you break into your own freedom. Let's ascend to the sacred state of exalted embarrassment. Disrupt the earth haters with raw love. Racism is maintained by isolation. Crash those gated communities with some rough forgiveness. Interrupt, disrupt, trespass, shock, and educate, and love. Maria, each of us is already in the center. You are. And you always knew it, didn't you? Love-a-luia. I hope that helped you, Maria. And it helped me. And now Corey from Brooklyn writes, Dear Reverend, I'm sure by now you've heard about the UN's report that essentially gives humanity until 2030 to get its act together in order to curb the worst effects of climate change. Realistically, we're not going to pull this off. How do we press on with the constant feelings that the planet Earth is on borrowed time? I'm feeling more than a little bit hopeless. Dear Corey, don't feel a little hopeless. Feel really deeply, unforgettably, what the hell is happening? Am I going to die? Hopeless. The Earth's crisis isn't an issue. It's all the issues. That's why it's not just climate change. It's extinction. Have you checked into the Extinction Rebellion? That's an upcoming article in The Independent. You ask, how do we press on? The important thing is to find our radicalism, because the earth is already in an extreme state, and we are sort of wandering with our iPhones into death. We're shopping. We're trying to get laid. We go to blockbuster films about the end of the world, but as far as the real world is concerned, we're busy. Put it this way. Jim Crow would still be directing Americans to the colored fountain without 10,000 street actions, thousands of songs and prayers and sermons, and Fannie Lou Hamer and Martin Luther King and Joan Baez, James Farmer, Nina Simone, James Baldwin, Rosa Parks, Fred Shuttlesworth, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Thurgood Marshall, Emmett Till. And every one of these people would say that the movement was deeply moving to everyone. It wasn't just them. The heroes were mostly unknown at the time. The transformation left each person saying, I will do everything that I can do. The imminent end of civilization, the extinction of all of us, it's coming up. It's coming here to us. It's in this room. We haven't forced the story out of the environmentalism closet. The millions of premature deaths, whatever climate change and the sixth extinction comes to, couldn't even be discussed during the midterm elections. Isn't climate change the ultimate pre-existing condition? Corey, let's not press on. Let's be willing to die. The civil rights movement is our gold standard of social change. They risked everything. Whenever there's a new fracked gas pipeline coming toward New York, we know we have to throw our bodies across it.
That was The Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Graham.